Today's daf is Tmura Daf Chav Ches. We are holding on Daf Chav Chesam and Beis. We're at the two dots toward the bottom of the page. The Mishnah had said that there are various animals that are possible in Mizbeach that will aser b'kol shehen, that even if they're in the Tarovus of 1,000 other animals, the whole Tarovus will become aser. On the list was a mukta, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is going to discuss Ezu Muksa L'Avodah. The Mishnah had said that what is considered Muksa? That which is designated for Avodah Zarah. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that it is Asr, but Masha Alav is Mutter, as opposed to an Evad, where both it and what is on it are both Asr. So says Maram Reish Lakish, Ein Yisrael Muksa L'Shevashanim. In order for an animal to be considered Muksa, it has to be designated for 7 years. What does that mean? 2 days in Rashi. One day in Rashi, Shepitmu Shevashanim Alma Hachir Chayil Meva, that you have to fatten it for 7 years in order to prepare it for Avodah Zarah, that if it's being designated to be fattened for 7 years and then to be used for Avodah Zarah, that's a real Muktzah, but Stam, something that you set aside to bring for Avodah Zarah tomorrow, is not a Muktzah. The Lishna Achrina Rashi quotes, is Einis U'Muktzah L'Zayin Shonim Yizayin Shonim Ve'eluch Lavi Muktzah D'Sulu Mikro V'Lei D'Chsivu Parasheni Shavashanim Almud B'Shum D'Chalfin Alei Zayin Shonim Mishtari, that a Muktzah animal can only be Muktzah up until 7 years. Once 7 years have passed from the time that you have designated for Avodah Zarah, then it's way too old. Chances are it's not going to be used for Avodah Zarah anymore, and therefore it loses the status of Muktza. Rabbeinu Gershom and Tosfos in Maseches Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Dibur Maschul Chutz, hold like the first day in Rashi, and they say that even if you're Maksa L'Shevashanim, the Shem Isser is going to be Chal Miyad, but it's going to be Chal right away, but you need to be Maksa for Shevashanim, meaning they hold like the first day in Rashi, that if you haven't designated it to be set aside for 7 years of fattening up to then be used for Avodah Zarah, it does not have the status of Avodah Zarah. However, the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yoram and Aleph, also within the first day of Rashi, says that Bipshitos, that if you're Maksa L'Shevashanim, it becomes Aser Miyad Midin Muktza, and he proves that it has to be Aser right away, that it's not going to take 7 years for it to first become Aser. It has to be that it becomes Aser right away, because otherwise, the behemoth that we're about to see, that we learned this from Gidon, the behemoth that Gidon was makruv was more than seven years old, so why would the Gemara, and we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to go through all of the halachos that Gidon was permitted to violate on the day that he was makruv that behemoth. Why doesn't it mention that he was able to violate the halach of Zakein as well, if the behemoth that he was makruv was more than 7 years old? So the fact that it doesn't mention Zakein tells us that it wasn't more than a 7-year-old behemoth. It was a young behemoth, but it was designated for Avodah Zarah for 7 years. So let's see if I do the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, how do I know that you have this din of Shevashanim, Shenemar, because the pasuk by Gidon says, Gidon's father was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, so Gidon was commanded to do certain things to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Vayihi b'layla hu vayomer l'Hashem, kach es parashor shalavicha. Take the parashor shalavicha, and uparasheni Shevashanim, and also you should take the parasheni Shevashanim. So you see, Shevashanim, that there was this par of Shevashanim. So says Gemara, wait a second, that's where you're going to learn the din of Muktza, that a Muktza is only Shevashanim. Vasa Muktza b'l'chud hava, never nami hava. That wasn't just a Muktza animal, that was actually worshipped as well. So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Muktza la'avod v'lo avduhu. No, this was an animal that was designated for avodah, but it was not actually worshipped, and therefore it is an exact, perfect example, perfect source for the din of Muksa. Rava Amar Liolam Avduhu. Rava says, really, they were Oved, this animal. It's a Nevad, it's not just a Muksa, V'chidishu, but there's still a lot that is being taught in this Pasuk. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, V'chidish is like Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Damar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Shmona Dvarim Yitiru Bosa Laila. There were 8 things that, eight Isurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matir for Gidon to do that night that he was makriv these animals. Number one, chutz. It was shchutei chutz, and yet he was allowed to be makrivit. Number two, laila. It was night, and normally you're not allowed to bring karbanos at night. You only bring karbanos during the day. Number three, zarus. It was a non-kohen. Gidon wasn't a kohen, and yet he was able to do this avodah. Number four, klei shares. That he didn't require klei shares. Normally for avodah, you require klei shares. Number five, klei asherah. That he was bringing things with klei asherah. that he used the Asherah tree to help in the Akravin. Normally, you're not allowed to have Asherah having anything to do with any Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And number, I think, six, Va'atze Asherah. They used Atze Asherah to burn it, which is also a violation. Number seven of Muktza, it was a violation of Muktza and Vinevad, and it was Nevad. So even though in a Chinami it was Nevad, but we see that there were eight separate halachos that were violated, and before we get to Nevad, it was also Muktza. So Muktza was so this is a valid source for the din of Muktza. Achron tried to come up with other Isurim that maybe were violated. Why are they not mentioned on the list? The Makar Baruch says, why doesn't Gemara mention Tumas Avodah Zarah? Rosh Baruch Hu told him to cut down Atzei Asherah. Avodah Zarah is Metame, and someone who's Tame is not allowed to do the Avodah. So didn't he become Tame from dealing with the Atzei Asherah? How come that's not on the list, that we permitted Tumas Avodah Zarah? Now it happens to be that the Rambam in Avos HaTumah Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, writes that Tumas Avodah Zarah, the Tumah that one gets from Avodah Zarah, is only Midivrei Sofrim, but nevertheless the Rambam himself does say that it does have a remez min HaTorah, because by Yaakov Avinu in Bereishis Perek Lamed Hei, Hasiru es Elohei Anechar Asher B'Sochem V'Hiteharu V'Echlifu Simloseichem. So we see that this Tumah was already Noeg in the days of Yaakov Avinu. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Gemara mention that this din, even if it's only a din d'Rabbanan, but if it was already Noeg from pre-Matan Torah days, so why doesn't it mention that this din became Mutar to him, that the din of Tumas Avodah Zarah became Mutar? So the Makar Baruch says what you see from here is that there's no din of Tumah on a Zar Shashimesh. Normally you don't have a Zar Shashimesh, a Zar doesn't get to do the Avodah. But we already discussed one of the eight was that he's a Zar and he was allowed to do this Avodah, but there must not be a separate Isur Tumah for a Zar who does the Avodah. He also points out, why doesn't the Gemara mention the Isur Gezel? Because this par wasn't his, it belonged to his father. The par Hasheni belonged to the Bnei Ha'ir. So shouldn't it be an Isur Gezel? So you have to say something along the lines of, when you take Avodah Zaras from people, it's not an Isur Gezel. That's not like Rachel Imenu, when she took her father's trafim. That maybe when you rob someone of the opportunity to do an Avodah Zarah, that may not be an Isur Gezel. There's a discussion in the Gemara Mesach Sanhedrin, Dafayin Gimel, if you're allowed to kill someone when they're about to do Avodah Zarah, to prevent them from doing Avodah Zarah. Can you kill them, not bring them to Bezin, kill them yourself in advance to prevent them from doing that Avera of Avodah Zarah? Machlokas Tanayim, whether you're allowed to do it. So maybe to steal to prevent someone from doing further Avodah Zarah, so maybe that's Mutter, maybe that wouldn't be called stealing. So that's an interesting question in general. When are you allowed to steal to stop someone from doing this? You're stealing a Cheftza Shalissa from somebody. You see somebody's about to eat something, some Chazer. You're allowed to steal this Chazer in order to avoid the Yisr. So at least with Avodah Zarah, it seems from here that maybe there is such a Hatter. Okay, says the Gemara now, two lines from the top. Amar of Tuvi Bar Machsa, Amar of Yoshia. Minayin l'muktza min HaTorah. Where do we find this din of muktza min HaTorah? Now, interestingly, even though the context of our discussion is about something designated for Avodah Zarah, and really the question should be about how do I know that which is designated for Avodah Zarah may not be used for Akrava min HaTorah, Rashi points out that Kasalka Daitach, for whatever reason, we're assuming that that's not our question over here. Da'achi kamar, minayin shechayiv adam lahaktos karbano l'shamayim v'lo yakrivenu miyad k'shekdisho. How do I know what we think the Gemara is asking, at least at this point, is how do I know that before you bring a karban, you should designate the animal as a karban and have it prepared to be used as a karban, not just to be makdish, but to do some other form of preparation on the animal to prepare it for being a karban. Shenemar, tishmeru lahakriv li b'ma'ado. Kol sha'osan lo shimur, that there needs to be some sort of shimur l'shem a karban. So mask for Abai says, is it really such a din? Elamayata Isis imra detzuma v'lova le shimur hachanami v'lochazal akrava. What if you bring a starving sheep that was never really guarded and fattened up and designated in any way other than by being maktishit for a karban? You want to tell me that it can't be brought as a karban? It's not true. It can be brought as a karban. So what's the problem? So Amrlei, Anna Tishmru Lahakriv Li Bimaadoka Aminali Velola Adonachar. Maybe we misunderstood the question and therefore we misunderstood the answer. The question wasn't really about Muktzah to designate something for a Karban, it was about Muktzah Lavel Dezara, like our whole conversation has been about. That how do I know that if you're Makatza something Lavel Dezara, that it's going to already be Asa Lakrav, even though it was never actually used for Lavel Dezara? Oh, that's the Pasuk. Tishmru Lakriv Li Bimaado, that Lakriv Li B'mo'ado, not La Adonacher, but if you have designated it La Adonacher, so then it's going to be Aser to be Makriv. Vezu Acher Shemakriv. Now, what would mean an Adonacher? What would be an Acher that you would be Makriv to? Haviyomer, Zu Avod Chavim. That would obviously be Avod Zara. Avod Zara would be the Adonacher that one would think to be Makriv to. So we say that once you designate it for that, it can no longer be used for Akrava to Akarosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava Bar Ravada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Ein Mukta Aser Ela Ad Sheyavdu. Mukta only becomes Aser when they are Oved. What does that mean? Says Rashi, two possibilities. Number one, Ad Sheyavdu Bo Shum Avodah Litzorech Avodah Kavim O Mashichas Karon O Shum Davar Sheaser Av Mekami Achilo Mitzir. To just say the words, I want to use this animal as an Avodah Zara, is not enough to make a Mukta. You need to do something on the animal. There needs to be Shum Maisa. You need to do some sort of Maisa in order to fully designate it Avodah Zara to the extent that it's going to be Aser Lahakrava. That's the first day in Rashi. That's what Achi Yavdu means. Lishna Achrina, Ein Mukta Aser Ela Achi Yavdu Bo Sheyasu Bo Shum Avoda Litzorech Komrei Avodas Kchavim. Av Mishiyavdu Bo Shum Avoda Lo Mitzer Desu Lo Mikravilei. The second day in Rashi is that Muktzah is not Aser except for Ad Sheyavdu Bo. Once you use this behema for any Avodah Litzorech, the guys who are in charge of the Avodah Zarah, the Isser goes away, because they would never then use it for the Avodah Zarah. If they're using it for personal use, that would take away the Isser of Muktzah. So the 2 days, again, the first day in Rashi is, only when you do some sort of Avodah L'shem the Avodah Zarah does it become Muktzah. You do something with the animal to show that you're designating it Avodah Zarah. Only then does it become Muktzah. Second day in Rashi is, no, when you do an Avodah, a personal Avodah, that's not for Avodah Zarah, but for the Komrei Avodah Zarah, that takes away the status of Muktzah. Rashi says the second parish is more correct, because the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ein Muktzah Aser, Ela Ad Sheyavdu, which implies that at the time of the Avodah, the Muktzah status goes away. That's not when the Muktzah status is Chal. If the first day in Rashi were correct, the text should have been Ein Muktzah Aser Ad Sheyavdu, that it's not going to have a status of Muktzah until you do some sort of Avodah with it. But Ela Ad Sheyavdu implies that it only has a Muktzah status up until the time that you do the Avodah. The Gemara is then going to quote three different shitos, what type of avodah we're speaking about, either ula, that you are give it to Komri Avodah Zarah, beha, that you feed it karshini Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara is going to say they're not arguing, and it's going to quote a final opinion, the shita of Rav Chananya Tarti, that you have to be gozes and be ovid bo. But the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, Paskins, Me'emas Hayti Pasla Behema O'Aof Mishum Muktzah. When does an animal become an Isra of Muktzah? Mishiyasu Behen HaKomrim Maisa. Only when the Komrim do some sort of Maisa on it. Kigon she yigzizu osa O Yavdu Bal Deshem Avodah Zarah. So you see, the Rambam, first of all, in terms of what he defines as a Maisa, he goes with the last day in the Gemara, which we haven't yet seen, but in terms of which of the two Pshatim of Rashi he goes with, he's clearly Paskins, like the first day in Rashi, that only when the Komrei Avodah Zarah do something with the animal, only then does it gain a status of Muktzah. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, and he says, Yesh Besvarim Shalanu Nusach Acher. We have a different Girsa in our Gemara. Our Girsa is, Ein Muktzah Aser Ela Ad Shashi Zoshi Avdu Boklum. Only once you do something with it, which sounds like that, meaning that it's only Muktzah up until the time you do something with it. Sounds like from our Gemara, says the Ravid, like the second day in Rashi, that once you do some sort of Voda, that's Batel Haktza Aso, the Muktzah status becomes Batel. But to be Mekatzin in the first place, you don't need to do any sort of maisa, dibur bialma would suffice to make it usher in the first place. That's how the Ravidan says. Lecha Mishnah says dibur bialma certainly would not work because the mafurshin of avodah zarah that there's no hektish avodah zarah. What the Ravidan must mean to say is a maisa katan to be menanea gufo, just to shake it a little bit, to move it a little bit, but you don't need a real full maisa like to be gozes or something like that. That must be what the Ravid means, says Lecha Mishnah. But you see, the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing exactly in the Machlokas and the two Deos in Rashi. The Brisker Rav, Masechta Zvachim, points out that Rashi's first pshat and the Rambam's shita, that there's no psul mutsa, that meaning to explain their shita, why it is that when it only becomes muksa once you do some sort of physical act on them. So he explains that they must hold that the psul of muksa is not because the behema right now is designated for avodah zarah. It's not that since right now it's destined to be in avodah zarah, therefore it is muksa. No, the psul of muksa is a chalos psul. The etzem maisa haktza, doing something to be makta it, is a chalos psul on the animal, just like Roveya and Nirva. Roveya and Nirva, you don't say, oh, Kolzman, that it's actively being Roveya or Nirva, so long as it's, it's designated for future Roveya or Nirva, it's Aser. No! Roveya happens once, male and the animal's Aser, forever. So one could have understood muktzah in one of two ways. You could have understood that muktzah is, since I know where this animal is heading, it's not allowed to be brought la'akrava, since it is designated for future use as a carbon, and there as avodah zarah. And therefore, once you undesignate it, it would no longer be muktzah. That would be like the second day in Rashi. That would be like the Ravid. But the Rambam in Rashi and the first day in Rashi understand that no, that once it is muktzah, it's muktzah forever. There's not going to be any time period where you do some sort of avodah and it takes away its muksa status. The psul of muksa is a psul be'etzem, just like the psul of roveya and the psul of nirva. Okay, so says the Gemara, vaitu now. So again, Rava bar Rav Ada said that muksa is only aser ela ad sheyavdu. 2 days in Rashi, what that meant. Ula amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achim Suru Lukomri Avodah Chavim. You need to have given it over to the Komri Avodah Zarah. Beha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achim Achilu Kashini Avodah Chavim. You needed to feed it food of Avodah Zarah. Amrle Rabbi Abba LeBeha, Beha is the person's name. Rabbi Abba said to Beha, Mafagisu Atuna Ula? Are you in disagreement with Ula? Because Ula said, by giving it over to the Komri Avodah Zarah. So that's the point that it becomes Asr, let's say. And you're saying that you have to feed it Kashini Avodah Zarah. Ula meant that you give it over to the Komri Avodah Zarah, who then feed it Avodah Zarah food. So I'm not in disagreement with Ula, I agree with Ula. Amar Rabbi Abba Yada Beha L'Shnui Shmaita. Beha was very good at answering things up. V'ilo D'Sal L'Kasam L'Av Yada D'Aretz Yisrael Garmalei. But you should know that it was the Aviru D'Aretz Yisrael D'Machkim. It was his presence in Eretz Yisrael that gave him that kind of Chachma to be able to answer this up. Had he not gone to Eretz Yisrael, he would not have been able to do so. Amalei Rav Yitzchak Beha Mikanu Mikan Hava. Rav Yitzchak says, no, Beha guy was from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael. He was good in Bavel, he was good in Eretz Yisrael. Could have answered this up anywhere. It's not that he needed the Avir Dara de Yisrael to be Machkin. Fine, period. Tani Rav Chananya Tari Ta'a, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Muksa Asr Ela Adshi Yasubo Maisa. That Muksa is only Asr once you do a Maisa. So who Tani Lava Hadar Amrla, my Maisa, Adshi Yigzos Viavduba. The final Shita that no, the mice is not good enough to do what Ula says to give it to a Komer of Avodah Zarah, or what Beha says to feed it of Avodah Zarah. No, you need a real Maisa. You need to be Gozes, Oved Bo. That's the Muktzah. So that's what the Rambam wrote, right? We said that the Rambam holds like that Shita, that you have to be Gozes in order to be Maksa. The Rambam held like the first day in Rashi, that we're talking about a Maisa, the shame of Avodah Zarah, to be Maksa, the shame of Avodah Zarah. And what kind of Maisa? Gziza, Avodah, something serious. So Ezu Neva. Now we move on to the next halach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that a ne'evad is something that is never going to be batel in 1,000 other kinds of animals, and the ne'evad and masha alav are usher. So ne'evad is something that was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So minanimili, amra papa damar krami mashka Yisrael, mina mutal Yisrael. Only that which is mutal Yisrael can be brought by karbanos. It can only be brought from something that a Jew is allowed to eat. So ne'evad, a Jew is not allowed to eat. V'isal kadayta chasiri lehedyot lam likra mimatinu migavoa. L'matinu migavah. Why do I need a pasuk if it's asa lahediot? Why do I need a pasuk to be ma'it migavah? V'kal hecha darsiv lahediot, but lo ba'yikra. Anything that's asa lahediot, you don't need a pasuk to tell me. I'm sorry. The v'kal hecha is already a question. Meaning, if you're going to assume that a muktzah and neved are asur to eat for a regular person, why would I need a pasuk min abakar that we learned on yesterday's daf to tell me that a neved is not allowed to be used for a karban? Anyway, it should not be allowed to be used for a karban. It says to me, Mashke Yisrael. So I don't need a separate pasuk. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That a nevad is mutter b'achila for a hedyot. If it were asr b'achila for a hedyot, then I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to bring it as a karban. So says the Gemara, v'kalecha d'asiru the hedyot lo b'ikra. Is that true? Anything that is asr for a hedyot, you really don't need a pasuk to tell me that it can't be brought as a karban? What about the following? V'atrefa d'asiru the hedyot. Trefa is clearly asr for a hedyot. Tira trefa. And yet we have a special pasuk to tell us that it cannot be used as a carbon. We darshan a pasuk to tell me that you can't use a trefa as a carbon. What do we need a pasuk? It's already also the head. Shouldn't be Mashke Yisrael cover it already? I would have thought the problem l'gavoa is only when it's nitrefa first and then you makdish it. But if it was niskadesh and then nitraf, I would think it's mutar l'gavoa. That's why I need two sources. I need Mimashke Yisrael as well as a separate source of Minabakar to tell me that trefa is possible for a karban. One for a trefa that was nitraf before Hakatasha, and the other for a trefa that was nitraf after Akdasha. So frak the Gemara, but there's another pasuk. V'hameh hachanafka, kalasha yavartach hashevet, prat l'trefa sheno veres. Didn't we learn trefa's pasuk for a carbon from a different pasuk? Of kalasha yavartach hashevet, only that which could be over tachas hashevet, as opposed to a trefa which is not over tachas hashevet. Because trefa, let's say its legs are cut off, so it can't be over tachas hashevet. It can't walk by, can't walk past. There are certain trefas where it won't be able to be over tachas hashevet. So answers the Gemara, what do I need this third pasuk for? Hahu nami yitzrich. Salkot haydech amini halmi lihechot alohai salash asa kosher. Didn't know the trefa me'ima. I might have thought that the psul was only if it was born a trefa. Aval hechot alohai salash asa kosher v'yatzlav yorolam v'achar kach mitrefa. Eimet history l'gavoa. But I might have thought that if it was born fine and then it became a trefa, I might have thought it becomes mutzah l'gavoa. Kamash Milan, therefore comes to tell me that even in that case, it is not mutzah l'gavoa. That's why I need three psukim for a trefa. It becomes a trefa before Akdasha, after Akdasha, and to tell me that a trefa doesn't have to be born a trefa in order for it to be a problem. Now it's interesting, the Rambam, when he quotes this din about a trefa, in Yisurim Mizbech, Perek Beis, Halach Yud, quotes a fourth pasuk. The Gemara goes through why you need three different pasukim to tell me about that a trefa can't be used as a karban. Ram says a trefa can't be used as a karban because the pasuk says in Malachi of Hakriveuna lefachasecha hayirtzecha o hayisa panecha. Pasuk says you go bring this to your governors and see how they like it. Meaning certain types of animals that are beneath our dignity to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like an insult to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, why don't you try to bring those to your political officials, your governor, see how they like it. Why would you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be okay with those animals? So the Rambam says that includes a trefa. What kind of person would bring a trefa as a gift to a governor? So that's why you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So the Achronim wonder, why did the Rambam have to quote his own pasuk? The Gemara doesn't have enough pesukim. We have three pesukim ready we're contending with, and we have to work hard to figure out what they're all needed for. The Rambam brings in a fourth pasuk. So the Kesemisha says you have to say that the Rambam holds that the primary drasha in our Gemara of Min HaBakar is only an asmachta. So the psul trefa is really only midivrei Kabbalah. It's not midivrei Torah. It's not really something that could be derived from the phrase min habakar. The Shara Melech says the Kesef Mishnah is very difficult because the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph says that you can learn the din that holchem achar rov from Hakravas Karbanos, because even though a trefa is possible la Hakrava, we're not worried about every animal that you bring that maybe it's a trefa, maybe it has some sort of hole in its in the membrane around its brain or something that we're unaware of, that maybe it's a trefa. Why aren't we worried? Shouldn't every animal be a concern to us? How can we bring it as a
carbon, maybe it's a trefa. Elamai, you see, holch machar rov. You're allowed to assume it's from the rov. But if trefa is only an isra midivrei kabbalah, how do you prove holch machar rov from the fact that midaraisa, you're allowed to bring any animal, and you don't have to worry it's a trefa? Doesn't sound like kesa mishnah at all. Sounds like it's really a din daraisa that you're not allowed to bring a trefa. So other achronim come up with different terutzim to explain the Rambam. Some sofers mitaris that the Rambam holds that from the pasuk min habakar, we would only be mimayit a trefa that's ba ali de drisa, where the isra is mefurish b'torah, but other trefas from illnesses that it wasn't attacked by another animal. It was only illnesses. Is halacha l'moshe b'sinai? We would not learn their psula gavoa from min habakar. We would have to learn it from hakriveinu alafach hasecha. Other achronim give different terutzim. They all work on this kasha. Very difficult Rambam. So anyway, but our gemara says three psukim to be mimayit a trefa from karbanos, and three psukim are all necessary. Next Mishnah. Ve'ezahu esnun. The Mishnah listed, the previous Mishnah listed esnun as a problematic kind of animal. So what is an esnun? Ha'omer lezona, haluch tlaze b'scharcha, afilu en kuf kulan asurin. You tell the zona, here, this is your wages for your services. Even if you are giving 100 animals as her wages, it is all, they are all going to be asur. Ve'chein omer lechaveru, similarly, if you say to your friend, haluch tlaze b'talin shuvchascha etzli, etzalavdi rather, you give your friend an animal, and you say, this is your schar for you to send your shivcha to my eved, so my eved can enjoy your shivcha services. That's also esnan. Rebbe Omer, what's the gersa? Do we change it? Yeah, Rebbe Omer, eino esnan, v'chom omer esnan. Rebbe says it's not esnan, but the chachamim say, in that case, it is esnan. So says the Gemara, this first case, we said, you give 100 animals, that it's all esnan. Amar mar, v'afilu hein mea, kulan asurin. Hey, chidami, what's the case exactly where we need a Mishnah to teach me that if 100 animals is the payment, that it's going to be aser? Elim with the shakla igra mea behemos. If that's what she charges 100 behemos. Pshitu to kulu asiri, malicha and malimea. Of course, they're all going to be asr. That's all the esnan payment. You asked her what her price is. If she would have said one animal, so that animal's esnan. She said 10 animals, 10 animals esnan. 100 animals is the price. 100 animals is esnan. There's no chiddush there. So lo tzricha de shakli igra chada viavla mea de kulu mikach esnan kasi. No, the chiddush is she says I charge one animal, but you decided to give her a tip. And you tipped her by giving her an extra 99 animals. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that all of that is going to be esnan. So Rash says that you only were supposed to give her one, you gave her 100. So says Yaruch HaShulchan, the Kutei Halachos, as well, that still they only become asr when you give her bebasachas. If you give her one animal, and then you give her a week later 99 more, and she only charged one, then the 99 are considered to be wooing her or whatever, but they're not considered to be esnan. The esnan is only the one. It has to be that you give it to her, all basachas, all at the same time. In the Tshuva's Binyan Tziyana Chadashos, Simon Kof Mem Ches, he makes an interesting tzushtel. He says that this Gemara is taloy on a machlokas Abaye and Rava in Maseches B'Metzia Daf Samechei. The Gemara B'Metzia discusses the following. Let's say you owe one dinar of ribis to your friend. You borrowed $100 and as ribis he charges you not just, you have to pay back the $100, you have to pay an extra dinar of ribis. And you give him, in addition to that dinar, chitim or beged that are worth a dinar uravia, that are worth more than a dinar. So Rava holds that the whole thing has to be returned because all of it is considered ribis. The entire beged, the entire everything above the actual loan is all considered ribis, even though you paid more than the ribis that you owed. Abaye says no, he only has to return the dinar, which was the ribis charge. But whatever he paid above and beyond that is considered a matana, it's not considered ribis. Says the Binyan Tziyana Chadashos. So the same would be over here. According to Abaye, once the deal was to pay one animal for the esnan, if you happen to add more than that, that is not part of the esnan. That's separate. That's stama matana. Our Gemara must be something like Rava, that even what you are mosif above and beyond the usher payment is all nichlal in the asr payment and still takes on that status in the case in Bab Metzia of ribis and in our case of esnan. So that's how the Binyan Tzion understands that our Gemara only works with Shitas Rava, does not work with Shitas Abaye. So says the Gemara, Vaitin Atan Rabbanan. We have a brisa. Nasan lavelo ba'aleha. Let's say you paid her but never were boel her. Or ba'al lavelo nasan la. You were boel her but never paid her. Then it's not a mutter. Then the esnan is going to be mutter. So says Gemara, neither of those cases makes any sense. Nasan lavelo ba'aleha esnan karisalei. If you gave a woman a gift and you weren't boel her, how can you call that esnan? That's not an esnan. Esnan is payment for her services. That's just stam a gift. That just means you're a nice guy. So v'su ba'al lavelo nasan la mayavla. And what's the other case? You were boel her and you didn't give her, so the esnan is mutter. What esnan? You didn't give her anything. The whole case is you didn't give her. So says Mar Elachi Ketani Nasana va'acharkach ba'aleha ba'aleha v'acharkach nasana. Now what we're saying is you didn't pay her at the time of the services. If you gave it to her and then later were ba'al her, or ba'al her and then later gave it to her, esnan a mutter. The esnan is going to be mutter in those cases. So v'leich alah esnan mafreya asked the Gemara. Why don't we say that esnan, the shame esnan should be chalam mafreya? Meaning, if let's say you gave her the money first, and then you were boel her, but at the time of the bia, the animal that you paid her was still around, so why don't we say that now it has a shame esnan, that it's chal, the shame esnan on the animal? So Rashi points out, the other case we're not bothered about. If you pay her only later, so we understand, b'shas bia, it's not going to become aser, therefore it doesn't have the status of esnan. But if you paid her first, why doesn't it become esnan mafreya? Amar Rav Lazar, shekadma v'hikrivaso. She was already makrovit before the bia. So hey, what exactly is the case? So if you're going to say that he was makna her right away as soon as he gave it to her way before he was boel her, so then obviously it's not going to be a problem when she's makrovit because he had not yet been boel her. No, when he gave it to her originally, he told her, this is yours, but you're only going to be kona it when we have the bia. So that's the situation where we say that it's not going to be a problem, that it's a chiddush to say it's not going to be a problem if she was makrovit. So wait a second, would she be allowed to be makrov such an animal? It doesn't even belong to her yet. Ish ki yaktish is beso kodesh l'Hashem, amar Rachmana. Ma beso b'reshuso, af kol b'reshuso. You have to be makrov son, it's b'reshuso. This is not yet b'reshusa, because he said it doesn't belong to her until the time of bia. So lo tzricha, now the case must be, da'amar la, lo makri laich ad shas bia, v'im misreich lach, that the deal was, ideally I don't want you to be kona until Shas Bia, but if you need it, you need a carbon badly or whatever, so then I'll let you be kona it me'achshav. So it was sort of neither here nor there. He was trying to say, you're not kona it right away, but you're also not kona it only b'Shas Bia. You're really ideally kona it b'Shas Bia, but you could be kona it earlier. So that's the case. It's still directly tied into the Bia, but yet it's hers beforehand. Boy Rav Oshia, what if she was makdim and she was makdishit? She was makdishit before the bia. So tifshal lemit Rav Lazar. What do you mean? Rav Lazar said even she was makrovit before the bia. It's okay. Hikrivaso hi dahalesi b'shas bia v'likdishaso aser. No, maybe this is worse. Maybe we should say that, meaning that what we're saying is, you see that if she was makrovit, it's only if she was makrovit we're saying that it was okay, because it wasn't around at the Shas Bia, so it didn't have a shame esnan. But had she only been makdishit and it was still around at the Shas Bia, then she should not be able to bring it as a karban. So it says, no, he gufa kam baile. That's exactly the shayla. We're not sure how to be medayik. Should we say hikrivaso valese b'Shas Bia mutter avalikdisha b'Shas Bia aser? Should we say that if she was makrovit prior to the bia, then it's going to be mutter, because at the time that she was makrovit, the bia didn't happen yet. But if she was makdishit prior to the bia, and it's still around at the Shas Bia, then it will be aser. Al Dilma, kiven detanam rasa l'gval, kim rasa l'hedyo, tikdishasa mutter v'kol shkin ekrivaso. Or maybe we should say that since amira l'gval is like mesira l'hedyo, when she's makdishit, it's mutter, and therefore when she's makrovit, it should for sure be mutter. So, teku. So the Gemara says, we leave that unresolved. I'm not sure. If you boel her and then you give it to her, so we said the esnan is going to be mutter. So up until now we were discussing the opposite case. We were discussing you when you gave it to her in advance and then she brought it as a carbon and you boel her later. Now we're talking about the man is boel her and then gives it to her as an esnan later. So we had said that it's mutter. So vatanya boel her and esnan afilu hashem asr chadash esnan asr, but we have a brice that says otherwise, that it's going to be asr even if you pay it a year later. So I'm Rav Chanan of Chisalo Kasha. When he says he buy li bitlaze, he identifies the animal that he's going to prepare. So as soon as he gives it to her, it's going to be chal, the din of esnon. But tlestam, where he sends it to her later, it's a matana bialma. The esnon is only something that is, she knows b'shas bia, exactly what she's getting. So, frankly, Mara, tlazeh, v'mechus r'meshicha, what do you mean? When he says tlazeh, if she still didn't do a kinyan on it, there's no meshicha, so why should it be an esnon? So, b'zon avodz chavim t'lokani b'meshicha. We're talking about a non-Jewish zona where she's kona, where she doesn't need meshicha to be kona. She's not kona b'meshicha. Or maybe we're talking about a zona Yisraelis and it's standing in her chatzar, and therefore even without Mashiach she's kona. So if it's standing in her chatzar, he obviously gave it to her beforehand. So wasn't she kona it beforehand? So the shavila putiki. Now the case is you gave it to her as an apotiki and as a security, and then at the time of the bia you said that will be the payment. So then it's considered that it's a kinyan. Vamla adyom ploni yehivnulach. And the way the deal that he made with her is up until a certain time, if I give you money, good. And if I don't give you money, then this tla will be your esnan. So it was identified as the esnan of the time, but the kinyan was not yet made. Amar Rav, echad esnan zachar ve'echad esnan kala arayos aser. If you pay a male for his services, or one pays any of the arayos for their services, it's still going to have a shame esnan, chutz me esnan ishtonida, except for the esnan of ishtonida. Poskim discuss. Is dafke ishto nida or nida in general that there's no din esnan? Whatever it is, my taima zonuksiv valav zonahi, because the pasuk says zona, and that wouldn't qualify someone as a zona. Valevi amrafilu ishto nida, and Levi would say now even the esnan of ishto nida, meaning even if you pay your nida wife to have bia with you, that would have a din of esnan. My taima toeva ksiv vatoeva hi. This is certainly a toeva. Esnan is defined as anything that's a toeva, and sleeping with ishto nida is also toeva. Valevi nami va. Zona. What does Levi do with the fact that it says zona? After all, ishtonid is not a zona. Samlacha, he's zona velo zone. He uses zona to teach me that zona velo zone, that for a male, that if a woman pays a man, it doesn't have a din of esnan. V'rav, he's zona velo zone minale. How does Rav know that din? That if a woman pays a man for his services, that it doesn't have a din of esnan. So nafkele mid Rebbe, we learn it from Rebbe. D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, ein esnan asra el kol esnan abos lo ba've. But if you give an esnan to ishtonida, or you give her schar lahavka asa, meaning you only give her, you pay her for her time, but not for her services, for the time she's taken off from work. Or shenasna lo, she gives him money for his services, then it's going to be mutter. Even though we don't have a clear raya to this, there's at least a zecher to it. It says that when the Navi criticizes Klal Yisrael, not only is it ki'ilu we cheated on the Kodesh Baruch Hu by going to Avodah Zarah, and not only did we not take money to, it's not that we were enticed by money to be over to Avodah Zarah, but we paid for it. We paid for those services, and that's the ultimate slap in the face. That's not even called Nesnan. A man for him to pay a woman for his services, that's normal. But for a woman to pay another man for his services, that's crazy. That's what the Navi was criticizing Klal Yisrael. But you see this idea that a Zachar, the money received by a Zachar, doesn't have the status of an Esnan. Okay, I guess tomorrow we'll pick up with how Rav deals with Toeva, with what Rav does with the word Toeva. Okay.